Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Which will strengthen us a little on our path. In one of our scriptures, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, this association with devotees is described to be like a support program. In association with devotees, we obtain support in our spiritual life. Whereas in the association, the non-devotional association, our spiritual life is often tested, not supported. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami expresses the thought with an analogy. He gives the analogy of a person who goes through a difficult terrain, a difficult area where he constantly slips and falls and breaks down to the ground and so on. He says, it's very difficult for me to go through this train through this difficult area alone, but if the devotees will come and give me the walking stick of their mercy, it is possible for me. I do remember how I personally profited once from someone who gave me a walking stick. At that time I was leading a group of pilgrims from Kathmandu to Muktinath, high in the Muslim area of the Himalayas. And around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it becomes very difficult to walk in the mountains because the winds start. First they are manageable, but then they become so strong that when you are not careful, the wind can just throw you on the path, and worse even, it sometimes happens that it becomes so strong, the wind, that you are carried away from the path and you are falling down. And many people have come to their death walking after 4 o'clock in the Himalayas because of the unexpected and very strong winds. So at that time, it is very good if someone gives you a walking stick, or better even, they take you and hold you so that you cannot fall and slip. So in Krishna consciousness, also we are moving through unknown territory. We are on our spiritual journey, and many things do come our way, which are sometimes quite difficult, quite unexpected. These difficulties come from outside, but even stronger, much stronger difficulties come from inside. We find out that we are very attached, for instance, or we find out that we have still not overcome our anger or our own doubts in Krishna. All these things can come up like heavy storms which come up from the outside and from the inside. And at that time we require the association of strong devotees. It's necessary. It is required. Otherwise we fall, and we can become become just too difficult, so that it is not really possible for us to continue with our journey. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes this scenario. He said, "O Vaishnavas, please give me the walking stick of your mercy. Please give me your support. It is not easy for me to do this path alone." Sometimes we have seen that the association of devotees is not always supporting our spiritual life. Sometimes in the association of devotees there are also difficult scenarios. Maybe there are changes in the leadership of a yatra, because we are not yet very mature in our spiritual life, it can happen that these changes are happening like a storm, unexpected. Ooh, I didn't expect this. Ooh, I didn't expect that. In the association of devotees, someone can disappoint us or even hurt us, because after all, the devotees are not yet perfect. They have not reached the level, not all have reached the level of steadiness in devotional service. We may not have even, we may not be free from our anattas. Everything would be easy if every one of us would be in Baba on the level of high love of Godhead. But we are still trying to come there. We are not yet perfected. But therefore you must know how to associate with devotees. So that you will not be hurt, but that you will actually have support on your level. And there are really two things in the association of devotees. When the devotees are able to concentrate on these two things, no matter how advanced and how much they are, what their level is, something does happen. Krishna does appear in the sangha of his devotees, and at that time the association of devotees can support and strengthen us very, very nicely. These two things which we can do in the association of devotees to make sure that this support and strength is happening is when we talk about Krishna or when we sing his holy names. At that time, when we talk about Krishna, when we sing Krishna's holy names, at that time almost a river of spiritual energy comes. This river of spiritual energy will wash our hearts and it will carry us to Krishna's lotus feet. When devotees come together and they really make it a point to talk about the holy names of Krishna and to chant the holy names of Krishna, to talk about Krishna, Krishna personally becomes attracted. I do remember in the early days in Krishna consciousness, when we had our aarti ceremonies, we always had to arrange for two seats. One was for Narada Muni and the other for Lord Shiva. Because it was understood that when such high spiritual activities are done, then Krishna, dear devotees, pure devotees are coming, Narada Muni and Lord Shiva. I remember once in the early days, the devotees who were not so experienced in arranging nice programs had rented a whole hall, but the advertisement was done very poorly. So only the mother of one devotee came, and maybe the mother's friend, and finished, not more. So at the end, so Prabhupada was invited to this program. He chanted the holy names, and he did his he gave his lecture. Totally undisturbed that no one attended the program. And, at the end, the devotees, at the end of the program, they excused themselves. Oh, Prabhupada, we rented such a big hall, but no one came. He's so sorry. Prabhupada answered, listen to his answer. He said, didn't you see? Narada Muni was here, Shiva was here. Because when we chant and when we speak about Krishna, something wonderful happens. Either the great devotees come or Krishna comes personally. It is known in spiritual circles when devotees talk about or read from the Bhagavatam that Krishna and Srimati Radharani will come and sit down at the back of the hall of the room, they will take their place. And when the devotees continue to recite the Srimad Bhagavatam, then Krishna will appear in the heart of each devotee. But when the devotees talk about material things like cars or politics or different types of food, raw food, pizza food, this food, that food. At that time, Krishna will not come, but there will be just different opinions, and there will be not a real spiritual atmosphere. So it is very important that when devotees come together, they really make it a point to attract Krishna by chanting Sankirtan and by talking about Krishna. Because only then, the Bhagavatam says, will the Ganga of Krishna Katha flow in the association of devotees. See, those who go to the Ganga will be purified. If they are advanced spiritualists, if they are newcomers, and even the sinners will be purified just by coming in contact with Mother Ganga. But their disqualifications, in other words, will not disturb the Ganga flow. In fact, their disqualifications don't really matter so much, because after some time they will be purified. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita talks like this about his devotees. He says, my devotees should be seen as great souls because they are rightly situated on the right path. Apichet sudaraj ro bhajate man ananya bhak. What does Krishna mean? He says, even if my devotee does abominable activities, that means he's bad, he should be seen as a saint because he's rightly situated. What this means, you will ask yourself, why does Krishna defend his young and immature devotees by saying they are saints? Where Krishna says is, because if even an immature person is engaged in chanting Krishna's holy name and hearing about Krishna, his disqualifications don't really matter so much. Just like when someone comes to the river Ganga and is still karmically burdened, it doesn't really matter. As long as he comes to the Ganga, he will be purified. There is a blissful atmosphere. You may have seen that when you visited Haridwar each evening at around when the sun sets. It differs according to the sun time. Many people come to the banks of Mother Ganga and they sit there and they chant. And no matter what these people are, there is a very, very good spiritual atmosphere because Mother Ganga is there and purifies them. So in our movement for Krishna consciousness, we should really create a platform for the Ganga river of the holy name and Krishna Katha to appear. When that happens, when this is done, then no matter what is the qualification or disqualification of the participants, everyone can experience the nectar of Krishna consciousness. When I was in Vrindavan this year, I heard a wonderful analogy from the life of one of the great devotees of Krishna, which shows how when the purifying effect of pure devotional service is there, how immediately there is some purification in that. I heard it from a scholar, this story, whom I'm friend with. this scholar is Professor Haberman, who is writing a scholarly book on the glories of Giriraj Govardhan. It will go to the academic community, and I think it will be a very influential book. We invited him to give a small little lecture during our Govardhan retreat, and he was just very appreciative of the atmosphere. He said, just look at this land here. There is Giriraj, the greatest of all devotees, and any one of you who will just sit here in this association will get elevated in Krishna prema. Like this, he said, I want to tell you a story from the Vaishnava tradition. And then he told a story about the brother of Tulsidas. Tulsidas was a Brahmana who lived in Varanasi at the bank of the Ganga. And eventually he wrote a book called Ramanasa Charita, something like this. Ramanasa Charita. Yes, the Lake of the Glories of Lord Rama. He was also a great astrologer, an amazing personality. So he had a brother who was called Nanda, and this brother was exactly the opposite. I was remembering him when I came here by the airplane. I came by the airplane from Berlin to Croatia, and in Berlin one Croatian man entered the airplane. He really looked like Nanda. He was, you know, he was talking loud, and funnily he was happy to come back to Zagreb, and he spoke to everyone. He was not so well mannered, and he looked really like someone like he likes to drink some pivo, and then he was like a woman hunter, on the airplane. I was not very impressed by his fine qualities, it was more very gross qualities. So this Nanda was also like this. He liked to get intoxicated. He was drunken often. He was very often just in embarrassing situations. Tulsi had to often save him so that he would not be put into prison. So one day, some theater group came by in Varanasi, and these theater people are usually very loose. And Nanda he saw them and he took their company, and he decided to go with this group of theater people throughout the countryside. And they would go from village to village, from town to town, and make their gypsy theater. It's not high-class theater like Lemo theater, but it was like really Mitkovic theater. And Nanda became a real bad guy in their association. So once Nanda came to a well where some ladies were drawing water, and he saw a lady who was veiled, and somehow became so smitten, that's an English word, he fell in love with that lady, and he became just so so attached in some ways. It's difficult to understand, but he really lost control of his mind, and he only developed one desire: I want to see this lady unveiled, without the veil which pious Indian ladies have when they are walking in public. He followed this lady to the house, and her husband was there. The lady ran into the house, and the and told her husband, this crazy man is following me. And the husband came out and said, what do you want of my wife? Why don't you leave her in peace? And he said, I want to see your wife unveiled. This is crazy. Go away from here, he said. Nandu said, I'm not going. In fact, I will fast here, and I will fast myself to death. If I am not allowed to see your wife unveiled, you will be responsible for killing a brahmana. Bad karmic reaction. Yamaraj will be very happy with you. My husband was shocked, and he decided to leave the house through a back entrance and went and go to his guru. He was going to he came to a river, the river Jamuna, and wanted to go by boat on the other side. But when he looked back, he saw Nandu coming behind him and his wife. The husband quickly went to the boatman and said, boatman, I give you a lot of money, but don't bring this crazy man who's after my wife over the river. Let him stay on the other side. Okay, said the boatman. And, the husband and the wife went with the boatman over the river, and they went to the sadhu, to the guru. And asked Guru Maharaj, this crazy man is after us, and he says if he doesn't see my wife, then he will kill himself, and I will be responsible for killing him and go to hell. What should I do? Give me an advice, please. He seems to be a brahmana. He has a brahmana thread, but he talks like a sudra and an alcoholic, and he's a bad man. Give me an advice. The guru said, you come into the next room. Brought his disciple and the wife into the next room, and there were three plates of prasadam. He said, these plates of prasadam are meant for you, your wife, and the man who is following you. What? And said the guru, yes, he will come any moment. He's crossing the Yamuna at the present moment. What? Yes, he came to the river Yamuna, and he saw the Yamuna. And when he looked at the flowing Yamunaji, his heart became purified from all the impurities. And now he's coming here. Tomorrow will be his initiation. Yamunaji has purified his heart. So they all went outside and they saw Nandu being there at the banks of the Yamuna, and he was dancing, and the love of Godhead was visible in his eyes. He was crying, and he was shouting, he was composing verses. He was clearly a transformed man. I believe our movement for Krishna consciousness should be something like in this story. It should be a forum where the flow of the nectarian topics of Lord Krishna is available, so that every one of you can become purified in their hearts and become peaceful and happy in their lives. What is life without love? It is just a dry, deadly story. So in Krishna consciousness, we are willing to experience or to feel that love for Krishna in our heart. And it is very necessary that those who arrange, who manage the movement for Krishna consciousness, give ample opportunities for the devotees to come together to chant and to hear about Krishna. Now these 7 days which we have arranged is such a forum for all of you. Please utilize this forum as much as possible. The Ganga River will flow in Zagreb, and please do not stay in your homes. And when you come to the programs, please be willing to participate in the programs. When we are in Kirtan, we still need to learn one little secret. When we are in Kirtan, we should not stand at the border of the Kirtan. No, we should come to the Kirtan with the idea to glorify Krishna, dance for him, and sing for him our hearts out. That's very important. Sometimes in Kirtans, we come and unfortunately, or we could say naturally, our whole life is coming with us. And then you see the devotees of, or the friends of Lord Krishna, or the newcomers, you know, just the people in the temple who have come. They stand there and the whole life is in their heads and in their hearts, and they feel burdened and they feel troubled, and they cannot really participate in the kirtan. They feel very self-conscious. Oh, what will the other people think about me? Oh, here's my friend, better I greet him, because otherwise he will think bad of me. You know, there are so many balcony social scenes going on in our minds and in our hearts. Even when we are in the kirtan, and we have not really managed in the Dumna Maharaj Ki Jai. This picture. We have not really managed to switch off our whole life. When you come to Krishna consciousness, don't bring your old life. No one is interested in this old life. Not even you are really interested in it. It's boring. The same old story, you know, nothing new under the horizon, you know. I know, sometimes we think, no, the whole universe may not be interested in my story, but there is one person who's extremely interested, and that's me. Sometimes we think like this, but let us not be fools. We are conditioned souls, you know. Only our karma story goes. We may have to go through it as long as we have this body and the mind, but we should go through this story of our life, in Krishna consciousness. When there is the kirtan, or when there is the association of devotees, we have the wonderful opportunity to switch off this story for just an hour. Let it rest for 1 hour. You know, let us make a cut and put some new energy into our life, the energy of the river of Krishna consciousness. The Bhagavatam says like this. It is not some impolite thing which I'm telling you. It is what the Bhagavatam tells us. When the devotees come together, and the Bhagavatam says, river is generated or produced of the holy names and of Krishna, and we should all enter this river. I know in the old times we had one theater. It was a little amateurish, but I will nevertheless tell you the subject of the theater, because the subject was nice. It was about people who lived on an island which was situated in a big river. And these were the devotees. They were chanting, they were hearing about Krishna, they were worshipping Krishna. And then different people came to the river, and the devotees on the island said, "Come to us here, it's very nice, there's enough to eat and good association." So these people represented the karmic people, and they had all different burdens on their backs, their old karma burden. You know, they carried these big bags or sacks, and it said, on one bag it said, you know, attachment, debts, my plans, you know, and another bag, it had another karma burden. So the devotees on the island said, "Come to us." But the people said, were willing to come, but they wanted to bring their heavy bags with them. The devotees said, don't try to swim in the water with this heavy bag. You will drown." But most of them were insistent, and they took their bags. And in the attempt to come to the island, because they couldn't leave their bag on the bank of the river, they drowned. So I request you, during Nityananda's festival, or this festival which the devotees have, arranged for us here, let us leave our bag and split. Or let us leave our bag in Dalmatia, or in Bosnia, or in Germany, or let us leave it in some park in Zagreb, if we are from Zagreb. And let us try to come in a pure way. The pure way, I mean, just let us remember we are parts and parcel of Krishna. We belong to Krishna. Krishna is our Lord. Let us come like this before Him. In a way, naked. In a way, we should come. Naked means without the bag. And let us just concentrate on this in this week, on serving the devotees, associating with the devotees, chanting and dancing in kirtan, even though we never dance because we are depressed most of the time. No problem. Let all this bag, you know, our depression bag, let it stand on the side and just go there. And you will see the river of the pure spiritual energy will do something with you. It will purify your heart. It will change your life. It will give you something wonderful. And please be willing. Please do not doubt. And this has worked with Nandu, and it will work with you. It is the promise of our Krishna conscious movement, and you should test if this promise works. And I'm really very delighted. We have this temple room is slowly transforming into Vrindavan. Just look at this. Ooh, so beautiful. This is a spiritual place. Will soon be there. Yes, it will be a wonderful chance. I wanted to end this by talking a little bit about Krishna, and then sing for a few moments, and then end the program. Maybe see if you have some questions. Just after the Govardhan Puja, and then the festival came up for the Brijvasis. That was Shivaratri, or the worship of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is worshipped by the devotees of Krishna as the greatest of Krishna's devotees, who can give them love of Godhead. And the Brijvasis, the residents of Vrindavan, decided to go with Nanda Maharaj to Ambika Kalnada, and Ambika something, Ambikavan, which is just northeast or northwest of Mathura. Then the associates of Lord Krishna were going to this this place, Ambikavan it's called, northwest of Mathura. Everyone could see they were coming. They were dressed in a colorful way. They had bullock carts, and on the bullock carts, because it was a little cold already after Govardhan Puja, it's a little cold, Krishna and Balaram were also there, and they were covered with warm blankets. They were riding. But when Krishna puts a blanket over himself, it doesn't mean that he's less attractive or less visible. As he was riding on the bullock cart, all the people looked at Krishna and Balaram. There were many human beings, and there were also devatas, demigods, standing on the left and right side of the path and glorifying Krishna like anything. Oh, here comes Krishna, the darling of Vrindavan. We've heard so much of him. And because they felt so attracted to Lord Krishna, they gave Krishna Balaram everything they had. They came, Jiva Goswami said, they rushed out of their homes. Their eyes became, it seemed eyes were appearing all over their bodies because they were just gazing at Krishna Balaram. And the people shouted loudly, "Look, there's Krishna! Look, there's Balaram, there's Sridhar. My God, we've heard so much about them." And Lord Krishna smiled at everyone, blessed everyone. Sometimes he took his flute and played for just a little while on his flute. And in this way, he was giving pleasure to the people and satisfied everyone by his darshan. So they came to this Ambikavan, and they bathed at the holy river Saraswati. Krishna did everything, and then Krishna slept a little bit away from his family, because Krishna is by nature a little shy, so he didn't want to be so close to his father. He preferred to be just very close to his friends, and he slept. Now, all of a sudden, a terrible thing happened. It was night. Krishna was happily sleeping under the cover of his blanket. And Nanda Maharaj was somewhere else. All of a sudden, a huge snake came. And this snake slithered through the sleeping people and went right to Nanda Maharaj. It started to swallow him, starting with the feet. Now, when Krishna's father was swallowed alive by this snake, he called out very loud, "Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Mahalayam,
Mahalayam."
Now, for instance, you can decide to not chant or to chant. If you decide to chant, your experience will be different than if you decide to not chant. I'm just trying to train you a little bit to throw the switch and become an ecstatic transcendentalist. Sarpuman!
Sarpuman!
Grasati tata!
Grasati tata!
Prapanam!
Parimochaya!
Krishna, Krishna, my dear boy, Nanda Maharaj shouted, "This huge serpent is swallowing me. Please, I beg you, save me. I have surrendered to you." Then when Krishna, when Nanda Maharaj was, you know, dealing with this, the snake was eating him alive, and he started to think of Krishna, because he was so ecstatically thinking of Krishna. Krishna's father just fainted from the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. He didn't faint because of the snake. The snake was not a problem. So when the brave guards which were there saw what was happening, they began to jump up, and they took their swords and started to cut the body of the snake, but it was some mystical being and could not be cut. Some others ran to the fire and began to take logs of fire, trying to put fire to the snake, but the fire could not burn the snake. And Nanda Maharaj, who by now had fainted, was disappearing in the snake. When I was a child, I once saw a movie from the Amazonas where there was a boa constrictor. It's a big snake which can swallow whole pigs and humans, and somehow I saw how this was, well, this snake was just swallowing a huge pig, you know. The pig disappeared in the snake. So when I read about this, I was thinking, my God, the same thing is happening to Krishna's father. He's swallowed alive, and he's not even conscious of it because he thinks of Lord Krishna in the ecstasy. So when Lord Krishna heard the cries of the father, he came there with the speed of a running elephant. He looked like, you know, if you have seen an elephant running, it's really a scene, you know, they're very fast. He came there, and when Krishna saw his own father being swallowed, he thought to himself, "What is happening here?" For a moment, he himself was not able to understand. He came up to this place of pilgrimage, and he is my good father, he's disappearing. What is happening here? But then he quickly acted. He took his foot and he touched the body of the monster snake. And when Lord Krishna, whose lotus feet is worshipped by all the rishis and saints of the universe, touched the foot of this snake, something wonderful happened. It is said that on Krishna's lotus feet there is a flash, a lightning. And this lightning is able to destroy all amounts of sinful reactions for the devotee who regularly thinks about Krishna's lotus feet. Where I live in Gauravavan, I have a big picture over my bed of Krishna's lotus feet with the lightning. Because I think when I sleep, this lightning will come out of here and maybe purify me. Thinking like that. And it works. Something happens. Every day I'm becoming a little bit more blissful just by being in contact with this foot of Lord Krishna. Maybe you also want to put the lotus feet of Krishna in your rooms and look at the symbols of the feet, especially the lightning, and become purified from your karmic reaction. So when Krishna took this lotus foot and just touched the serpent's body, then immediately that snake changed form, it transformed. into a beautiful being, a Gandharva, something like an angel from the heavenly planets. And Krishna saw this, but he didn't pay attention. His mind was, he was thinking, my father, he's so good. He's thinking about me in deep meditation. And he's not even noticing that the snake is swallowing him. He's so much absorbed in me. My father is so good. And a tear came in his eyes. And he very humbly, like a good son, took his hand and touched the lotus feet of Nanda Maharaj. When Nanda Maharaj felt the hands of Lord Krishna, who was thinking of him with so much love, touching his feet, he felt uncomfortable and he woke up from this trance of Krishna consciousness. So then Krishna paid his obeisances to the father, and he addressed that Gandharva, who was standing there like a pillar of light. And Krishna said with a very sweet voice, you appear so beautiful and you glow with such effulgence. You seem to be a good man, but you became cursed to become a snake. Why? So this being was actually called Sudarshan Vidyadhara. Sudarshan means very nice to look at. You know, he was very, very beautiful, and therefore he had the name nice to look at. It's almost like, imagine someone of us would have this name, nice to look at Milomir. My name is nice to look at Milomir, you know. So this Vidyadhara, his name was Vidyadhara, had this name before him, nice to look at, nice to look at. And he said, I used to be very beautiful, I was not always a snake, I was like this. Now I was so arrogant because of my beauty. I once went on an airplane and I went to the nice places in the universes, you know, the Disneyland places, not Disneyland, you know, the nice places. And once when I was just riding around on a pleasure ride in the universe, I saw this great saint, Angira Muni. And Angira Muni looked very deformed. He looked very ugly, and somehow, because I was so proud, I laughed about this ugly Angira Muni. And the Muni cursed me. He said, you are so proud of your beauty that you are laughing about others. Become a snake. I sometimes see this in the Balkan culture, that people are very easy, ready to laugh about someone when he is not so talented. I sometimes have seen this also in the association of devotees, that we laugh about others who may not be as intelligent as we are, or we judge them for their different ways than us. This is very bad if you experience happiness upon noticing the distress of others, and then you laugh. This is very, very bad. Very bad. You prepare yourself for the lower species, really. To experience joy upon the misery or the disadvantage of others, or to laugh about someone at his cost, is a very bad quality. And Angira Muni saw this person has this bad quality in him, and he immediately cursed him. He said, you become a snake for many thousands of years. This is how I became the snake. Immediately said the Sudarshan Vidyadhara, I immediately came to the saint and said, please don't do this, please don't curse me, for thousands of years because I laughed so foolishly. Please, have you not lost some mercy on me? The sage said, okay, because you now have some good sense, you will have to become a snake, but when you will try to eat Krishna's father, the Lord will liberate you by his lotus feet, by the touch of his lotus feet. And then he said something which I thought was very interesting. To tell you, he said, I know very well that those who constantly chant your holy name, Krishna, they purify all those who hear this chanting, as well as they purify themselves. How much more beneficial then is the touch of your lotus feet? If just by a single chanting of your holy name a person becomes purified, what should I attain who have seen you and who have been touched by your lotus feet? It's a very famous verse which he chanted. This verse was chanted by Haridas Thakur. He said, since chanting your name immediately purifies all hearers as well as the one chanting, what more need to be said of one who has been touched by your foot? So, my dear devotees, you may not be part of Krishna Leela. In fact, you may fall asleep when you just hear it a little bit. But no problem. If you take shelter in the holy name, then you will be touched by Krishna in the form of his holy name. With his lotus feet, he will come into your heart and he will transform you also, just like that person was transformed, who was touched by Krishna's lotus feet in Ambikavan. Prabhupada, he says, before we are blessed by Krishna, we are under the molds of nature, no matter how elevated we are. So even if you are great rishis and saints from the Balkan regions, or maybe some of you, and I can see some of you are maybe saints from the banks of the Ganga who have taken their birth in Croatia one more time before they go back to Godhead. Yes, we have such people. I'm serious. Some of the devotees are very advanced. Some are newcomers to the path, but some are very, very advanced already from a previous life. Now, please, wherever you are in your spiritual life, you should want to experience a transformation. The transformation which comes when Lord Krishna touches you. When he touches your heart, when he touches your life, when he touches your intelligence with something of his qualities, at that time you will transform it. I wanted to tell you the story of this Vidyadhara. He said, my Lord, let me now ask you for permission to return to the place where I'm coming from, and please allow me to engage in your devotional service. Krishna just smiled, you know, all the Vrijbasis were just there with open eyes. They saw how their Krishna, the beautiful Krishna, had just saved his father from being swallowed by a snake, and then he had transformed the snake, and all of a sudden there was a mystical being, a Gandhava, who looked as bright as light. And Krishna smiled at his people. The people were going, wow, you really did a miracle, Gopal. And he said, yes, Tatashtu, may you go and not, please don't disturb my father any longer. So then that Vidyadhara circumambulated, the Lord offered respect, and then vanquished. The Vrajavasis were just totally amazed to see the power of their Lord Krishna. They completed quickly their worship of Lord Shiva, and then they said to Krishna, "Please, your lotus feet are very soft. You don't have to walk. You sit on the bullock cart and we go home to Vrindavan. Let's go from here. This is not the same place." And they went home to Vrindavan, and all the way they sang the glories of Krishna. They said, "This boy whom we are holding on our laps with our affection, and who cannot be peaceful for a moment even, could it be that he's the Supreme Lord who is with us?" They again and again said, "We remember Ganga Rishi's description. He said this boy is like Narayan." The Vrijavasis can't think that Krishna is Narayan. They say he's like Narayan. Somehow Narayan has put some power in this boy. Just like you may have a ring with a little ruby, and the light of the sun is shining on the ruby and puts some light in the ruby. So they thought Narayan has put some power in this little boy, Krishna. He's very tender, he's very naughty, and he cries when he doesn't get milk from us. So he can't be the Supreme Lord. But the Supreme Lord has empowered him. They say it like this. So I want to encourage all of you, while we are here, let us merge our mind. Merge is a word we don't usually use in this connection. Let us absorb our mind in the beauty of wonderful Krishna. Let us hope for a miracle in our spiritual life during this time. Let us. Ramanujacharya says one thing. He says, if you cannot be purified even by tons of spiritual activities, then there is one last thing which you have to try. Sit in the association of devotees. Just sit there. Try to not fall asleep. Be there, and something will come into your heart. You will see. This is Ramanuja's medical thing. Just sit there. Just be with devotees. Because in the association of devotees, this spiritual energy will come, and it will be like a river, the river of the Ganga, which will purify you. I'm praying to Lord Nityananda and to Srila Prabhupada that all of us will experience this Ganga flow of Krishna's mercy in our hearts. I know some of you really have come far away places to just experience this nectar of Krishna consciousness. Isham has driven all the way from Berlin. He must be in 50 places now. I hope that you all get what you came for. I hope that Krishna is charitable to you. Nityananda is, after all, known as the most merciful aspect of the Lord, and I request you to make full use of this 7 days, or how many days they are, and become happy in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaura Nitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi hari ho. Do you have a question, my dear devotees? Something which is in your mind? Which you would like to ask at this time? Yes, for you, Nanda.
Please.
Maybe you can come here to this microphone.
You said that when Gopas went back to Vrindavan after the ceremony of Shivaratri with Krishna, Krishna said on bullock cart, and they all sang the songs about him and celebrated him. So my question is, how does Krishna feel and what does he do during this time when they are celebrating him like this?
Krishna is Khiman. Khiman means he's very shy. It's one of his qualities. You know, he has 64 qualities and one is shy. I don't know, have you ever been glorified? And do you know how miserable one feels? Sometimes Radha Maharaj does this to 5,000 people and then he starts to glorify you. You just want to die or you know, disappear under the curtain. Be under the carpet or something. How does Krishna feel when he is glorified? Does he feel how they are so light? They are very true. It's amazing that Krishna doesn't have any problem with being God. Sometimes he says like this. He says, for instance, things like, "You have given me more than you own. Now I should reciprocate with your gift. But I cannot give you more than I own, because I know I own everything since I'm God." He's not shy about this somehow or other. When it comes that the devotees glorify him, he's actually enjoying it. But also I know you are asking a question from Vrindavan Leela, you know, where there are different considerations. But there, he's enjoying it. Sometimes when this devotees glorify him, he sneaks out and goes somewhere else to meet Srimati Radharani. But it's not that he sneaks out because he feels uncomfortable being praised. No. He is reciprocating this in love. You know. And by the way, the Vrijbasis glorify him in many ways, but they are not sure that he's God. Sometimes they speculate he could be God, you know, because their love is of a different nature. For instance, when Lord Krishna came on the bullock cart, all these people, demigods, saw him and celebrated him. It was like one festival. I have seen a little while ago, I'm reading a book from Nelson Mandela, The Long Road to Freedom, an autobiography. And I just wanted to understand how did this phenomena of apartheid happen and how was it ultimately crashed, you know, and so on. It's a very interesting chapter of human history. And for the many way, I'm doing some such research work, and then I looked at one video, and this man Nelson Mandela comes, and a whole stadium with few hundred thousand people chant Nelson, Nelson Mandela, Nelson, Nelson Mandela. They all dance in the beautiful way. How the Annette can also dance like that, you know, the beautiful way. And you can see he's not entirely comfortable, because which gentleman would be comfortable? Everyone is here to glorify. But when Krishna came on the roads, there were millions of people who were just looking at Krishna. Here, this is him, with the peacock feather. This is Krishna. And he would smile, and from his smile it was coming like the sun rays washing over all the people. I walked today in and I saw there was this cloud, and then there was this beautiful sun breaking through the cloud and putting an auspicious light on all over Zagreb. And I thought, maybe Nityananda is blessing Zagreb at this moment. I thought like this, because it looked like this. So Krishna, you have to understand, he comes there and he just does not keep his beauty for himself, you know, go under the blanket, no, it's too much for me, you know. He's the Lord, and everyone came with gifts and presents, you know, huge mountains of presents, and he said, now you have given me, he then talks very sweetly, you have given me these presents. They are now my property. But you know, they are always my property because I'm God. You know, who would talk like this? Only the Lord himself. But I'm giving them now back to you as my prasadam. Use them nicely. He talks like this. Krishna. It's just read this from Jiva Goswami. And everyone thinks it's wonderful. Everyone likes that Krishna is Krishna, because he's so beautiful, so charming, all attractive. Can you understand what is all attractive? I think it's difficult for us to understand, because we certainly have seen some charismatic people. We have seen some beautiful people. We have seen very learned people like Ramoye. But they may not be all attractive. You know, we have not seen these all attractive qualities. But Krishna has all the qualities, and people just cannot get their eyes away from him once they see him. Even you, who are from Croatia, have become attracted to Krishna. I mean, by even sorry, that was not right. Even all of us, I want to say, have become attracted to some of Krishna's qualities. That's why we are devotees, no matter what. We have felt this quality of being, that Krishna is attractive. Krishna's land is attractive. That's why, you know, we are grown up people, but we somehow want to have the trees of Vrindavan here. So we make some, all our artists come, okay, we will make trees of Vrindavan. Because even a tree which is growing in Krishna's place is attractive for us. Hare Krishna. But I will think more about it, because there are some times when Krishna is, when anyone finds out about his quality, his pastimes with Radharani, then he's extremely shy. He doesn't want this to be public. There are some things where Krishna should not be praised in public, because it will disturb him. Therefore, we should not talk Rasa Katha, the intimate pastimes, in public, because Krishna becomes disturbed. He's too shy. Only the very qualified devotees we can do. Good. Anyone else? Yes, I can't see so well, but oh yeah, you are the husband of Anandini and the father of Kanai. Is this true? Yes.
Yes. Hare Krishna. I'm just thank you for lecture and topics about this lila. I'm just thinking, what's the reason why Nanda Maharaj came in such a situation that he was taken by a snake? It's not nice, and might be. I've heard in the corner of my mind is something like from Govardhan. I heard because he left Vrindavan and he wanted to visit Shiva. That's the reason. But it might be. I don't know. So what do you think? What's the behind?
I have not heard that there is any particular reason that this happened to Nanda Maharaj, but I know one thing, that the associates of Lord Krishna never fall in real danger. It is these disturbances from the material world, also these beings from the material world, this snake is a being of the material world who gets liberated in Krishna's pastime, could not really touch Nanda Maharaj. Therefore, it's described by Jiva Goswami that he was not even noticing it. He thought of Krishna and fell in Krishna Samadhi in a trance. But in Krishna's pastimes, it sometimes may appear that Krishna's associates are attacked, but they are always protected by the Lord. Just like Ravana could never touch Sita, Mother Sita, all the associates are not really touched. The same thing happened when Brahma tried to steal Krishna's cowherd boys. Krishna quickly expelled some mayik cowherd boys, and Brahma stole these mayik cowherd boys, and Krishna was playing with his friends at the banks of the Yamuna somewhere. He did not allow his friends to be touched and stolen by Brahma. So the devotees of Lord Krishna, they're called parikas, the associates, can never be touched by a material being. It's not possible. So it was only Krishna made the lila like this that it looked very dangerous and nice. But for Nanda, that it looked very dangerous. I know when you will be when one of us is swallowed from the snake, my God, this is terrible. When I saw as a child the boa constrictor just swallowing the pig, I fainted. It was so cruel. It looked so dangerous. But Nanda Maharaj is not really, he's in ecstasy with Krishna. Nice Krishna. But isn't it nice to think of Krishna sometimes and think, why this, why that, what is here? We feel relieved in heart. We feel there are some ultimate truths which are totally beyond our own little uninteresting story, which we call our dramatic life's event. We feel there is life beyond the dream. And although it sounds like a dream for me at this stage, at one stage I will wake up, and then I will see that this was the dream, my material life and the spiritual life of reality. So one stage is that. Dobro! I want to end here. We will just sing for 2 minutes, not more, don't worry. not very. I mean, because of the trends, the last trends. And so.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
I wish you good evening and good night. Tomorrow morning, for the Bhagavatam class, I will speak of the glories of the Holy Name. If you can make it, please feel welcome to come. And afterwards, we will be in town. Actually, each of you can maybe tell when we are and where we assemble.